Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We are all called to take the blessing into all the earth. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he brings a message on our joint effort to carry out the Great Commission.
I want us to look this morning in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, please. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get out of your country and from your kinfolks and from your father's house into a land where I'll show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. Now they're saying, let us build us a name. God said, let me make a name for you. See, he was not against Abram being rich. He wasn't against Abram having a strong name and being exalted. He was against Abram exalting himself and making his own name. Same thing's true in the New Testament. God never changes. Casting the whole of your care over on him, he said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, casting the whole of your care over on him, that he may exalt you in due time. It isn't he don't want you exalted. He don't want you exalting you. You're not qualified to exalt yourself. Amen. But if you'll just follow him, come do what he said, he'll take care of it for you and there won't be any sorrow with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the point that I want to share with you today that the Lord has instructed me to straighten out our thinking here in an area, this scripture's quoted a lot and no depth in it. Hardly at all. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you. I will curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, last night we read in the third chapter of the book of Galatians. Hold your marker there because I won't come back to that place. And let's go over here now in the New Testament to Galatians chapter 3. And we'll see what the Holy Ghost here said about that. Verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. The Scripture, say Scripture. Scripture. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Well, didn't we just read where he said that?
Amen.
Huh? So what we read there was God preaching the gospel to Abram, producing in his life eventually a blood covenant, and God changed his name to Abraham. And involved in this was Melchizedek, or Shem, Noah's son, became the Lord Mayor of Jerusalem, and his title was Melchizedek. And he came and blessed Abram, saying, blessed! This is the high priest of Almighty God. This man had the blessing on it. God personally blessed this man's father and him and his other two brothers, but his brothers did the same thing Adam did. Went off on their own way. Tried to bless themselves. Now, he said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Now let me phrase that where you get the impact of what he was saying here. Blessed be Abram of the Most High God. Abram, the Most High God sent me here to bless you. Then he blessed him. Possessor of heaven and earth. Now God already told him, I will bless you. But now this thing came. Possessor of heaven and earth? He had to take that by faith. And you see it over in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. By faith, Abraham became heir of the world. Hallelujah. Now then, in Galatians chapter 3 again, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, let's go back over. Well, no, I'll tell you what. Let's read another couple of verses here, and then we'll go back over here and we'll get into the meat of what we just read there in the book of Genesis. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in the things of the law. But now come on down, verse 11, that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live, the righteous shall live by faith. What do you mean live by faith? Now don't disconnect living by faith. And what he just said, he preached the gospel saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. If we live by faith, we walk in the same blessing of Abraham. The very same blessing. Blessed be Charles of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. God's no respecter of person. He didn't give Abraham all his great stuff and his little old dab over here to Brother Charles. No, no. Equal amount. You follow me now? Now then, Christ has redeemed us, it said, from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us so that the blessing. Now, wait a minute. We just found out something there that most people don't know. We just read the gospel. God preached the gospel to Abraham saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. And then he turned right around in just 3 or 4 verses later and said, Christ hath redeemed us. Now listen, put it together. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law so that, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now that brought the cross into it, did it not? So that, the word so is not in there, but there's 2 little dots, that little punctuation mark, that little colon that's right at the end of that word means so, S-O. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the nations through Christ Jesus. that just got through saying that Jesus went to the cross because of the blessing. He couldn't have said anything else. Well, Brother Copeland, I thought he went to the cross to save us from sin. He did. That's part of the blessing. David said, blessed is the man whose sins are remitted. Now you begin to hear the import of it. It's all over the Bible. Now you know why it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. In the first place, it was the blessing that got you the seed to give. And when you give by faith, it is the blessing that the giving perpetuates and increases, and the more you receive, so the more you can give. What are you doing? You are becoming a blessing with the blessing that is in you and on you, and it's being released, and it's creating the Garden of Eden around you. Amen. Now let's get into the meat of what he was talking about here. Go back over there to the book of Genesis. Because you have to remember, God is preaching the gospel to Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. We're the beneficiaries of that gospel. Amen. Now, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you, make your name great, and you shall be a blessing, and you shall be, I'm in Genesis 12, you shall be a blessing, and, see, there's a connection here, and something. You'll be a blessing and something. You will be a blessing, and I will bless them that help you bless. Those that will join you and help you be a greater blessing and take this blessing of Adam, the blessing of Noah, and now the blessing of Abraham, if they will help you bless with this blessing and help me fill up the earth with it, I will bless them equally with you. Now, folks, this became a bedrock foundation of God's principle of operation in the earth. It still is today. When Jesus said, you go into all the world and you preach the gospel to every creature. I mean, Jesus preached one kind of gospel and God preached another. No, it's the same gospel.
Did you know that over $1.9 million in disaster relief funds have been sent through Kenneth Copeland Ministries from partners and friends to help families, individuals, and ministries in times of need? Thank you, partners, for helping people recover and restore their lives.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries website is a 24-hour resource center where you can find a wide range of study materials and information to help you grow spiritually. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory webcast and other video teaching on demand. Read your daily devotional online, available in English, French, Spanish, and German. And access faith-building articles and study tools in our Real Help section that will help you find biblical answers to questions about everyday life.
There's a certain way that partners are connected, and I believe that we are all connected, and I believe that part of that same fervent passion that drives Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is something that I've also inherited.
Whatever they do, I'm a part of it, and I'm excited. Even if I'm not there, I'm there in spirit. I'm there as a partner, and I just love it. And even if I never know the people that got saved or were blessed, I'm still a part of it, and it makes me happy.
For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing and partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference.
My name is Miranda Isles, and I live in the UK, and I'm based in London. I've been in London for over 32 years, and I'm married with one daughter called Priscilla. My husband is called Francis. And I came across KCM, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, when I got born again. And I got born again about 6 years ago. At that time, I was in quite a big financial distress. And I think it was something which got me to think quite radically about my life. So I went to one of her church meetings, and I just was overwhelmed in the genuineness of what it is I could be and what can happen to me. To cut a long story short, I got born again. And conveniently, I was on holiday. And just I was led by the Spirit of the Lord. In my bedroom, I've got my internet, and I just landed on KCM television broadcast. And Brother Copeland was on. I just was glued onto it. And from then on, I just couldn't get enough. I went on the website, and I got all the tapes. Every CD I could get hold of, every book from KCM Ministries. And if you see my bedroom right now, it's just full of Gloria and Kenneth Copeland tapes and ministries. And I just was feeding on the Word. But since then, I think God started working with me and doing all the miracles. And, you know, when you are in debt, the companies who you are in debt with have no, how do I say, they don't even think about the person. They would ring you, you'd have phone calls in the morning, phone calls in the afternoon, phone calls in the evening, and it just got our life into such a state. So after having been born again, having received the Word, using and applying the principles of what Brother Copeland was saying, just downloaded everything, and I started confessing the Word. I had one company supernaturally cancel my debt on the phone. And they told me, don't worry, you have been very faithful in giving us your monthly givings. But look, don't worry about the rest. And the companies were phoning me, asking me, how much can you afford? How can we help you to get out of this? And I started just saying, God, I know you are here. These things couldn't happen without you. And at work, I started seeing things happening in terms of anything I did or I touched. It was like it was blessed. And I'm a nurse, and I work in one of a very famous hospital called the Portland Hospital. And it's for women and children. And I manage the operating theaters there. And when I got born again, the department just started making its budget. I don't know how. And so I started planting tithe. And I have seen God do wonderful things. My husband, who's a builder and decorator, very good at what he does. Before I got born again, jobs were very scarce, and he wasn't getting any jobs at all. And I thought, well, you know, I've been taught to pray for those things, and I am just going to start declaring. And I just love Sister Copeland, because she just lays it as it is, and she just tells you what to do about your family. And my husband, since, has had job after job after job. God is blessing him so much. And just being here today is a miracle to me. I could have never thought I would have been here. And it was as if they're talking to me personally. And I hope people who are listening on the internet and who are listening wherever they are, please get hold of this. I think I'm a living example of how you can supernaturally get out of debt. And I'm a partner as well, and I contribute my monthly contributions. And I know that it's affecting my life in a way. And I know that my life has changed because I was hooked that week onto their website, onto the internet, onto the Believer's Voice. And I just know that if I hadn't had that grounding, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I just want to thank the whole ministry and the conferences they are doing. I tell you, if you haven't been to one of the conferences, please make it a point that you do, because it's a life-changing experience.
Isn't that a great testimony?
Yes.
You and I both have people come in and say, I know you hear this all the time, but listen, that never, ever gets old to hear. This is not some kind of bragging on us.
That's right.
We're just the delivery package.
It does encourage us. Though.
It's encouraging. But I'm telling you, this is a testimony about the Word of the Living God. Only the gospel,
only the Bible can do this.
And it's available to every breathing human being on the face of the earth, but you do have to go after it.
That's right.
You have to go where it is. You have to get it. For instance, like the internet.
Isn't that something you can watch all the broadcasts. You can watch every meeting over and over. It's a tool.
And while she was talking about that, I was thinking about people that say, well, that isn't fair. I didn't know anything about it. I can just hear the Lord Jesus. I gave you the internet.
Yeah.
I gave you television. I gave you Bibles. I surrounded you with these things. And you wouldn't listen.
Meetings.
And now, praise
Churches.
God. Amen. I could go on and on about this because this is the way Gloria and I were. She said our bedroom is full of all these things. Well, ours still is, praise God, and that's the way we began. We were so hungry for it, we didn't hear anything else. We didn't watch anything else. We just got into the Word. And it worked. Praise God. We want to invite you to become a partner with this ministry, to be a part. Now, the thing you need to understand about partnership, and the more we preach it and teach it, I know you do, but I want to remind you of it again. Our reward in heaven, an earthly blessing on this earth for preaching this Word, is exactly the same to our partners who help us preach this Word. The rewards are no different. Just because you preach it, well, I mean, which is more important?
Obedience.
The person that preached it, or the person that bought the clothes I had on when I preached it, or the person that bought the fuel, or you know, I mean, this is all one team working effort. Praise God. Father,
thank you, Lord.
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
for all of those that you have called and anointed to be partners with Gloria and me and this entire ministry work together. And we thank you for energizing them and letting them know. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Gloria and I would like to send you the new partner package. And it includes ministry teaching, let you know all the exciting things that you need to know about your part and our partners and our part with our partners. Amen. And all of these good things, covenant promises, CD and the anointing and partnership and a study book. And I mean, it's just all of these good things. And we want to send it to you, of course, free and postpaid.
You know, it's absolutely true that our financial life turned around when we became partners with Brother Roberts.
Yes, exactly.
And it needed a lot of help. Our finances needed a lot of help.
Man alive, we were stuck on broke. And the first thing God told us to do, number one, was become a partner with this ministry.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, and we did it. It's important to stay in the Word. Go online, kcm.org, read the daily devotional, watch the BVOV broadcast, praise God, just like Miranda did, and read all the faith-building articles and testimonies.
Yes.
My goodness, thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And you can just feed on them all the time, praise God. Today starts the Days of Refreshing meeting, September 14th through the 19th, right here at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of KCM. And I'm preaching tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. You need to get here and just spend the week with us. Praise God. This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to welcome our new partners. Don't forget to receive your free new partner package by visiting our website or calling 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, and together we can make a difference.
We just want to thank you for your ministry, for your faithfulness, for your honesty, and your integrity. You know, we are thankful that we're partners, and we just stand behind them, and we just appreciate what they've done and what they're going to continue to do.
Thank you so much for your lives, for your dedication to God, for your faithfulness, for your excellence in ministry.
Ken and Gloria taught me the Word of God. They taught me how to study the Word of God and how to study the Greek and the Hebrew and to find out what the Word of God really says.